Please welcome Allison Cordy.
I'm sure you have some burning questions. I'll answer just a few of them very briefly. Yes, I work with murderers every day. Yes, I always feel safe. And yes, they pass out every time I have to give them a PPD. Every time. So at the time, I was working on the boys' detention unit, which you could compare to like at the adult jail. It's just kind of like general population. And I had two boys come in, same day, same time. They didn't know each other, crimes unrelated. But they actually became friends on the unit, which was kind of funny. And we're gonna call them Justin and Red. So Justin was a first timer, never been with us before, but his crime was serious enough that they were considering waving him to the adult jail. First impression of him was that he just kind of stuck his nose up to the air. I don't belong here, I'm better than this. And then I got to know him, and it wasn't that at all. He was very scared. He understood what the possibility was of having to go to the adult jail. So thankfully for him, he does not have to go to the adult jail. Instead, he's going to go to our boys' treatment unit, where it is a substance abuse unit. Now, while we have him, he is still in high school, and he's actually able to graduate high school. But not only does he graduate high school, he graduates with a 4.0. But not only does he do that, he's also working in the kitchen to make money. But he says, no, I can do better than that. So he starts working as a barista in our barista program that we have that's hosted through Kalates. No, I can do better than that. He starts working with environmental services and is the first kid in years to be allowed to do that. No, I can still do better than that. He's able to get a job off of the facility where he is responsible for going to and returning on his own. I can do better than that. Starts taking classes at UAA. I specifically remember at his graduation, and his graduation was the first one we had since COVID, so it was still small, but it was very cute. They got to wear the cap and gown, walk down the small little aisle, and he gave a graduation speech. And that speech wasn't focused on him at all and everybody else instead. And he said things like, thank you all for doing what you're doing. Everything you do matters. Please keep doing this. I wouldn't be here without you guys. I go up afterwards. Man, a 4.0, that's amazing. You just know, you know, thank you, but no, it's really nothing. This kid the entire time is so humble and so glad and realizes where he is versus where he could have been. He completes treatment. He gets released. And when kids were released, sometimes we place them on probation depending on their crime or on their age. He actually recently completed probation, and we didn't even hear like a whisper of his name. He truly is how you want to see every kid go through the facility, you know, utilize the resources, become a member of society again, understand empathy and grief, and all of our decisions have an effect. We're gonna go back to Boys Detention Unit where Red still is. So Red is a returnee. He's been here before and he's actually completed treatment on the Boys Treatment Unit in the past. Returnee. And he's also very kept to himself, kind of shy, doesn't really talk to anybody. And him, I get to know a little bit more. So during our nursing intake assessment, something we do is we verbally screen kids for STDs. And he said the magic words of, I don't wear condoms. This results in me saying, okay, let's go ahead and test you. I don't think I need that. You're a teen, you're in Alaska, let's just do it. Positive for chlamydia, of course. So what do? We go ahead and we treat him. And then I'm trying to get to like the root cause, you know, maybe it's a lack of education. Let's find out what's going on. So it turns out this was a kid really just looking to be loved really badly. So when he was really young, his mom left the picture. She chose the lifestyle of drugs. And that left him with dad. And dad was one of those guys that men do not have feelings. You do not cry. Why are you such a disappointment? Why are you doing everything wrong? And then dad dies. So this kid is trying really hard to find love from somewhere, anywhere that he can get it. And where does he find that? In the beds of others. We spend weeks talking about self-love, about you don't need to make your parents proud of everything you do. We talk about where we can find love in other people. He really opens up. I really get to know him. It's pretty great, actually. And it's determined that he's going to be released, and it's not time for me to do the test of care yet. So I go ahead and I give him a pamphlet of here's where you can get tested, here's where your partner can get birth control, here is, you know, where you can get free condoms, also here's some free condoms. And he goes, I'm not gonna need those. Man, come on, are you kidding me right now? And he's like, yeah, I'm kidding, give me those. He's like, you know, I still don't think you're right, though, about this, you know, this, all of this. So that's fine, you don't have to think I'm right. He goes, but I'm gonna let you know in like 10 years that you probably weren't right. I'm gonna call you. I said, you know what, call me, let you know, tell me how it's going, let me know how wrong I was. Gets released back to the community. 3 days later, someone comes in our office and says, hey, have you heard about Red? And I'm like, damn, that was a quick turnaround. He's already back. No, he's in the hospital. He's been shot. Oh. Okay. I'm driving home from work that night, and my boss calls me, and she says, hey, I just want to talk to you about it now, so it's not a surprise when you get to work tomorrow. He's in the ICU. He was shot in the head. He's probably not going to make it. I remember being pretty numb, and my brain couldn't grasp that idea because this was a healthy kid. I just saw him 3 days ago. We were talking about how he wants to go to vocational school and how he wants to be a better dad than his dad one day and how he has all these dreams. Like, no. My brain didn't believe it, and I knew the odds, I knew the statistics, and still I held hope. He has fought harder fights. He has a harder fight to fight. He can do this. He's gonna make it. I get to work the next day. He has been declared brain dead. They will pull the plug. I've never lost a kid like that before, and I still haven't. Turns out he may have had a firearm. May have been trying to fire it, wasn't working supposedly. So, to prove a point, it's not working. And it worked. To be a juvenile corrections nurse is to show up every day hoping that you can teach them something, anything, even if it's a 1% positive trajectory. You hope that they end up like Justin, you hope that they have learned something that they can go back into society. But it's knowing that sometimes you will be attending a funeral for a kid who accidentally shot himself in the head. That is the yin and yang of getting to be a juvenile corrections nurse. That is the dichotomy of it all. Thank you.